Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello and welcome back to the For Him podcast. Today we are going to be talking about Christianity in a broken world. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about that. Guys, I forgot to say that in my last episode, my little intro of let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about that. Just know I'm a sinner. Everybody falls short. I make mistakes. Okay, it will not happen again. So in talking about this topic, it definitely comes from a place of love, truth, and a desire to bring people closer to God. I think that that's my end goal in the pursuit of my podcast in general. And whether that be to lead non-believers to Christ or to keep believers close to Christ, I just want to promote something and produce something that is encouraging for others who are curious or on their walk with God. And so I hope to do exactly that in this. And I just really want to talk about this because I think it's something that's not talked about enough. I think that a lot of the times religion or Christianity is kind of talked about in this light of all the good that happens in it. And there is so much good. It's beautiful, but it's not always good. And I think that we need to acknowledge that and that that's really important in being a Christian, as it kind of brings this sense of humility that I feel like we truly need. To be able to realize that God is God, we are us, we're not God, we're far from God, that's why we need God. So anyways, Christian or not, we're all humans, and therefore we're all imperfect, and because of this, we all fall short. And so when Christians do fall short, they are poor representations of Christ, and this can be very misleading to others looking in, whether it be people who aren't religious for whatever reasons, or people who are religious and just kind of feel a sense of looking down upon that. And it just honestly makes me really sad to see so many people straying away from God because they were affected by a Christian that is a misrepresentation of Christ. And I just switched over from using my little microphone to just speaking into my phone. I almost feel like this sounds better, and I can't tell if I'm just biased. I would really actually appreciate some feedback in this. I also, we're kind of veering off topic here, but I promise I'll get back to the good stuff. I also just wanted to say that my Instagram handle is kelsey.mcintyre, and I post a lot on there about my episodes, when they come out, and I'm soon gonna, I think, be asking for some feedback or ideas or topics that you guys would like to hear me talk about, just so I can really prioritize making episodes geared towards those who want to listen to them. And I just really want you guys to enjoy the things that I talk about, or if there's certain things that you feel like might be more helpful to hear or hear my perspective on, or have me look into the word and see what it says about that certain topic or whatever. I would just love to hear different things about what you guys think I should talk about so that I can please you guys, please God by pleasing you guys. Because like I said, I'm not doing this for myself. And so I just really want to emphasize and highlight the fact that I would love to hear any ideas that any of you have. And like I said, again, my Instagram can be reached at kelsey.mcintyre. If you want to reach out with any of that, or just stay updated and have a platform to be able to see when I post or what I'm going to post about or whatever that might be. Okay, now back to the good stuff. Like I said, I've seen it so many times where somebody is hesitant or
has something against the idea of having a relationship with God because someone in their life who claims to have had a relationship with God hurt them poorly, and it kind of just gave them a bad view on Christianity as a whole. And it just makes me really sad that this is more common than it should be. And I think that this happens because Christians are not God. And I mean, that sounds like, well, duh. But I think that separating the two is just so important, because a relationship with God is so different than a relationship with a Christian. And in this, I think it's so important to realize that although a Christian might have hurt you, God will not hurt you, because those two are completely separate things and they act in completely separate ways. And I think that Christians, myself included, when we do fall short, it's not an outcome of loving God or believing in God or trying to follow God. It's more so an outcome of humanity's imperfections and this broken world that we live in. It says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And this just speaks to the fact that you can be Christian, you can love God, you can know God, you can do your best to follow God. Surprise, you will still fall short. And it's something that honestly is a hard pill to swallow. Like, it's something that I've struggled with a lot, because you try and you try and you try and you try and it's still not enough. But that speaks to our need for God and our need for a savior. And it's allowed me to have so much more peace knowing that I can still look towards this person who is perfect even when I'm imperfect. And it, in a sense, like, fills those gaps for me. So although we are far from perfect and we hurt others, the good truth in this is that God is perfect and God doesn't inflict pain upon us like a Christian is capable to do. God is represented by not us failing, but by us being given grace when we do fail. And he calls us to become more and more like Christ. But in doing this, it's a learning process, and it's slow, and it doesn't happen overnight. And we fall short and we fail. And this is how we continue to learn to be better and be more and more like him. And it really sucks that, like, can't put it any more bluntly, but like, others are at the expense of that. Others are the collateral damage of us making mistakes and then learning from those mistakes. And that's hard and it's not fair, but life on this earth isn't fair for various reasons. And so while Christians' actions can sometimes make us question our faith, I find a lot of clarity and hope that you do too, in that when we seek the truth of scripture, it shows who God is, regardless of who Christians are. And I can really just empathize with this. I think that being on both sides of being hurt by someone who is Christian, but then also hurting someone as a Christian, whether that was intentional or not, we are all imperfect and we do things and we make mistakes, and our actions and our words have consequences, and we don't always think through those first, and we don't always act as Jesus would, even though that would be a very, very awesome world if we all did. And so it ultimately just points back to our need for God. Like I said, even when we do know him, we still need him. There is no person that needs God any more or less than the next person. I mean, as plainly as I can put it, if you make mistakes, if you are a sinner, you need God. Surprise. But yeah, I just want to offer some advice in this. So my unsolicited advice is that if you're a non-believer, I really would just encourage you to try to separate the flaws of Christians from the truth of God, because you can love, trust, and believe in God without loving, trusting, or believing in all Christians. They are very different, and I think that God should not have to face the consequences for a choice that Billy, who opens his Bible from time to time, chose to do. And sorry to any Billies out there. There's nothing against you. That's just the name that came to mind. But we all do it, whether your name's Billy or not. And so I wanted to provide some scripture to kind of emphasize my advice that I was giving in that. And that is John 14:6 that says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so because of this, we know that we can't reach God through other Christians. We reach God through Jesus. And Jesus is a true representation of God. Jesus will not hurt you. Jesus will not cheat on you. Jesus will not lie to you. Jesus will not do X, Y, and Z. All these other things that all humans, Christians included, are capable of. And so in exploring a relationship with God, this will be revealed to you within time. And I can promise you this. This is something that was revealed to me, the truth of God's character and being able to recognize how different that is from those who walk this earth, whether they are religious or not. And then some advice that I would give for those who are Christian and those who do believe in God in considering all of this is that I would just really want to remind you of our call to represent Christ well. And in doing that, that we also extend the grace that we are given to others when they fall short of that. And then a verse to go along with this that I found is Ephesians 2:8-9 that says, For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And I really just hope that this provides you with a sense of hope through scripture, and that when Christians fall short, there is still redemption in Christ, and anyone can come to him, which I strongly recommend. It has helped me so much in being more forgiving and more patient and more understanding whenever people do hurtful things. I think that also just having something or someone to fall back onto that doesn't disappoint you when others do is just such a reassuring feeling. And having that foundation built in Christ goes the mile. Like, I can't emphasize it enough. I can't stress it enough. It has changed my life, and he continues to change lives everywhere, every day, all the time. And I hope that God is working. I didn't mean for this to turn into a prayer, but wow. I really just hope that you decide to or continue to seek God and truly just open your heart to him, because this is when he does great work in it, and he will in his own timing, but he will. Also, just remaining faithful while you seek him is so important, and not letting other people or things get in the way of that. Nobody else has the power to anyway. Your relationship with God is your relationship with him and him only, and it's so personalized and powerful. So I hope that you're able to look beyond the people of Christ to be able to see the true Christ. Don't let them get in the way, or how they act, or how they mess up, or fall short, or sin, or make a mistake, or say or do hurtful things. Don't let any of that get in the way of having your eyes set on who God really is, or choosing to pursue God because of that. I just think that the more that you put into knowing God, the more that you get out of it. And when you keep seeking God, you will keep growing in your faith, whether you're a believer or you're not. And so if you take nothing else from this, I just really hope that you take that God is good even when children of God or Christians aren't. And accepting this is taking a huge step towards and for him.